Your stepchildren, Brian said. Charming little sprats, I'm sure. May I meet them? I said, with really impressive authority. Come on, Dexter, Brian said. I won't eat them. He gave a strange little laugh that did nothing to reassure me, but at the same time I realized that he was, after all, my brother. And Cody and Aster were far from helpless, as they had shown several times. Surely there could be no harm in allowing them to meet their, step-uncle? Okay, I said, and I waved back at Aster, beckoning her to come and join us. With very commendable speed, they both scrambled out of the car and came over to us, allowing Brian just barely enough time to clamber out of his car and stand beside me. Well, well, he said. What handsome children! He's handsome, Aster said. I'm just cute until I grow my boobs, and then I'm going to be hot. I'm sure you are, Brian said, and he turned his attention to Cody. And you, little man, he said. Are you? And he trickled to a halt as he met Cody's gaze. Cody stood looking up at Brian, his feet spread apart and his hands hanging stiffly at his sides. Their eyes locked together, and I could hear the leathery unfolding of wings between them, the dark and sibilant greeting of twin interior specters. There was a look of belligerent wonder on Cody's face, and he just stared for a long moment, and Brian stared back. And finally Cody looked at me. Like me, he said. Shadow guy. Amazing, Brian said, and Cody turned back to meet his gaze. Brother, what have you done?
Brother, Aster said, clearly demanding equal time in the spotlight. He's your brother?
Yes, my brother, I said to Aster, and I added to Brian, I didn't do anything. Their biological father did.
He used to beat us up really bad, Aster said matter-of-factly.
I see, Brian said, thus supplying the traumatic event that spawns us all. I guess so, I said. And what have you done with this wonderful untapped potential, Brian said, his eyes still on Cody. I was now in very uncomfortable territory, considering that my plan had been to train them in Harry's way, a course I was now just as determined to avoid, and I found that I really didn't want to talk openly about this, not at this point in time. Let's go inside, I said. Would you like a cup of coffee or something?
Brian turned slow and empty eyes away from Cody and onto me.
I'd be delighted, brother, he said.
And with another glance at the children, he turned and walked toward my front door.
You never said you had a brother, Aster said. Like us, Cody added.
You never asked, I said, feeling strangely defensive about the whole thing.
You should have said, Aster said,
and Cody looked at me with an equal unspoken accusation, as if I had violated some basic trust. But Brian was already standing at the front door, so I turned away and followed. They came along behind, clearly fuming, and it occurred to me that this would not be the last time I heard similar words. What would I say to Rita when she asked the same thing, as she certainly would? I mean, of course I had never told them I had a brother, considering that Brian was just like me but without any of Harry's restraints on him, a kind of Dexter Unbound. What could I possibly say? The only really appropriate introduction would be, "This is my brother. Run for your life!" And in any case, I had not anticipated ever seeing him again after that one brief and dizzying encounter. I had not even known if he would survive. He clearly had, but why had he come back? I would have thought it made more sense to stay far away. Deborah would certainly remember him. Theirs had not been the sort of encounter one forgets, and she was, after all, exactly the kind of person who took great professional satisfaction from arresting people like him. I knew very well, too, that he had not come back because of any kind of sentimental feelings for me, either. He did not have sentimental feelings. So why was he here? And what did I do about it?